The budget Governor Walker signed bears a strong resemblance to the one he introduced to lawmakers months ago. It makes historically large cuts throughout state government, chopping more than $800 million from public schools. But Walker said it began to put the state's fiscal house in order.
For the first time in a long time, we have a budget that is better for the people of the state than the one we inherited.
Walker made 50 vetoes to the budget, eliminating provisions Republican lawmakers tucked in that would have legalized bail bondsmen in Wisconsin and lowered the tax on name-brand chewing tobacco. He used his powerful partial veto to require all public employees to work in their job 5 years before they're vested in their pensions. He also made it easier for all state agencies to sign no-bid contracts with private firms. Walker focused yesterday on the budget's tax breaks for manufacturers and for property owners.
This budget includes a property tax freeze that will help thousands of Wisconsin families.
Walker took no questions afterward. Outside along the street, hundreds of protesters were eager to talk, shouting at cars as they arrived. Green Bay teacher Eleanor Reduce said this budget disregarded the schools and the teachers that had made Wisconsin great.
If there's not the room to be the kind of teacher that you aspire to be, you're not going to enter the profession. You're going to go choose something that will help you support your family.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca issued a statement saying the budget meant the middle class would pay more and get less. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.